Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spirit Therapy Radio. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and today we are talking about if you don't want it, stop ordering it. Sounded a little harsh to me, but that's what came out first when I was asking Spirit what I should talk about today. I kept hearing being human. And I was like, being human, that sounds so, talking to my friend Diane, my good psychic friend, we were talking about people manifesting things that they want or don't want, and the idea of ordering things that you don't want, and then you don't like it when you get it. And I think it's something that needs to be discussed, because right now we have 4 months left in our, what should I call it, planetary ascension. Really, it's all this new energy that's been coming in since the end of 2012. And Saturn has been in Scorpio. That might not mean anything to a lot of you, but Scorpio is a pretty hardcore sign. It's all about the underworld and the underbelly and all those things that live at the bottom of the ocean. And so we've been working with our stuff and working with what we've been carrying around. And I don't know about you guys, but me and a few other people that I know, we're all having back issues, like top back, like shoulders and neck, kind of like where your wings are. And it may be happening for a while, but right now it just feels like this extra weight that we're carrying around and we don't need to. And so now we have 4 months left in this year, and 4 months left with a lot of these planets in these difficult configurations. So it's really time to get our act together. And otherwise, I think we're going to have a really tough time of it if we don't get it together in the time it's time to get it together. So that's why this recording might be a little harsh, but, mama loved you, and it's tough love sometimes. So we're just going to go with it. I was struggling with myself. I was like, oh, sounds so angry. But, you know, it's the truth, Ruth. And so we're going to talk about it. Thank you, everyone that's in the chat room for listening. Hi, Gia. Hello, Gemini Moon. Gemini Moon says that they also have been having back issues right around the wings. See, I'm telling you, man, something is going on here. And so it's some sort of release. We all have to release these baggages that we no longer need. And for some of us, they're more obvious. And for others of us, it's just kind of little energetic things, but still, we all have to make the adjustments. So I'm going to talk about our perception and our manifestation and the idea of separateness that is really messing us up. I think this is a lot of the problem. The separateness of having an idea that it's just you alone in the world, and you have to tackle the world and carve out your place in the world, and you have to go get what you want and show them who's boss and make a career out of it and support yourself and all these things that just, I mean, if you listen to the words and you've heard them all your life, the words themselves are heavy and ridiculous. There's no carving out. Lao Tzu said, none of you are doing anything. It's all being done to you. And you're just along for the ride. And so, but what does that mean? Well, it's our vibration. It's what we're focused on. It's what we are tuning in with. It's our radio station. And if you're tuned into a radio station that you don't like, how do you get off of it? Well, change the channel. I mean, just change the channel. Well, how do you do that? Well, you got to figure out why you keep sticking on this radio station. Why? Why every time you turn on your radio do you automatically turn it to this station that you don't like? It's playing golden oldies. Who likes that? I'm sure some people do, but you know. So what do we do to change our vibration? Well, we have to focus on something else. And that's where perception comes in. We can think anything we want about anything that's happening. It's always a choice. Let's just face it. It's a choice. You choose how you feel about anything that happens to you. Sure, it's being done by someone else or something outside of yourself, but it's up to you. How do you perceive this to be? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it neither? I think neither is the way to go here. Anything can be good, bad. Everything is good and bad. We're all good and bad. Are you going to throw the baby out with the bathwater? I mean, it has to be an inclusion. So our perception, how do we look at things? I don't know if you've noticed, but if you think it's going to go badly, it probably will. And then you prove to yourself that things go badly. And then you go, well, things always go badly for me. Well, because that's where your station is tuned in. And that's the filter that everything is coming through. So how do we change our perception? I'm just looking at the chat room here. Interesting. But how do we change our perception? Well, first of all, I think the thing to recognize is that nothing and everything is the truth. The truth is whatever you say it is. And everything is happening from your brain. You're the super observer that's watching everything, and you're the star of your own movie. Why? Because you never leave you. You know exactly what's happening in your story all the time. So we can choose which story do we want to tune in with. What story do we want to be our predominant story? Like in one of the pictures that I posted for the show, it's one monkey slapping another monkey in the face, and it says, "I didn't slap you, I high-fived your face." That's perception. That's perception. You slapped me in the face. No, I was just trying to high-five your face. Is that wrong? Is that something I shouldn't do? It has a totally different come-at-you feeling. It's not exactly what you would think it would be. So, you know, how are you going to see this as happening? And when you think that people are out to get you, or people think that you're not cool, or that they're judging you behind your face, maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But the stories that we can come up with in our heads are amazing and usually far more dramatic than actually what's happening. If you realize, most people are so absorbed and caught up in their own personal story, their own life movie, that usually they're so worried about what you're thinking, they're not really thinking about you. You're thinking about them thinking about you. So, and at the end of the day, you're never going to know what people really think. Sure, maybe your close friends, you know, you can feel when they're lying to you, but you know that they're going to tell you the truth. But most people that you run in to on the street or just, you know, interactions during the day, you don't know what they're thinking. You don't know what kind of crazy stories going on in their head. And I don't say crazy as a judgment. I'm just saying you might be surprised as to what is happening in these people's head. So our perception is really whatever we want it to be. And it usually defaults into where we're feeling, where we usually sit. What's our default setting? Where does our brain go when things happen? So I see you guys in the chat room. You know, maybe you can type in a little bit if you've noticed the same thing of when you think, when you're in a good mood, everybody kind of seems to be in a good mood. Everything moves along and it's fine. And when something is not on your good mood vibration, you're like, whoa, that's I'm not doing that. I was in too good of a mood and I just kept it moving. Or if you're in a terrible mood, everything, and the guy was yelling at me and I missed the train and I can't help but notice it constantly. And I notice it in other people's lives. I notice it in my clients' lives. It's just the law of the universe. Whatever channel you're tuned into, that's the song you're going to hear. I mean, it's so clear. So Gemini Moon says, yes, I confer on what you are saying. Totally. Nice. But why do we get stuck on some sort of vibration that we don't want to be on? It's usually, Gia says, self-sovereignty, Nicole. That's what I call it. And yeah, I'm still having trouble maintaining my kingdom. I don't know if you ever really have total control over everything. And sometimes the way you feel about something surprises you and you find yourself on a station that you don't want to be on. But that's the work. Just the fact that you recognize that you're on some place that you don't want to be. And then you do what you can to help yourself to fix your thinking. I think that's really what it's about. I'm going to turn off the air conditioner because I feel like it's loud. Hold on. So, for instance, today I had a phone call from a friend, and he's been complaining about this girl that he's dating. And last time we talked, it looked like he was very clear about the fact that he was unhappy and wanted to leave. And then now it's been, I don't know, a month, something like that. And he's still hanging out with her. And I was like, why? So you're still doing that? And he was like, you know, she's a nice girl and this and that. And she's kind of hard to break up with. And so it kind of, I was surprised at how I felt about it. I was kind of pissed off. And I was like, why am I pissed off? Because I love this guy and he's one of my best friends, and you know, but some of these choices, you're just like, oh good Lord. So now what? We're just going to waste some more time with this person and it's going to be okay because everybody's on their best behavior. And then we all know what's going to happen. We know the end of the story. They're going to hit the same wall because, you know, they're completely mismatched. And then it's going to be like, oh my God, why did I waste those last few months or however long it's going to take? And then we'll clean it up again. So, but with the questions that I ask myself, you know, that's what I do for a living. I listen to people's problems. So it's not really that I have to listen to this again. You know, it's more that I don't want to see my friend hurting again. And if he were to make a different decision now, it would be different. We would choose something else. And then something else would happen instead of the same thing that we don't like. So it's really just me going, why would you, who I know is so great and could be so happy and pleased with your life, why would you make this same decision? And, you know, I know why, because, you know, there are certain perks to being in a relationship with someone. And, you know, a lot of times it's in the bedroom. So it's kind of like a crack pipe. You can't put down the crack pipe. And you'll tell yourself all kinds of reasons why this is going to be okay, or you don't really tell yourself anything. You're just kind of coasting along and hoping for the best, and you're like, oh, crap, here it goes again. So, yeah. Gemini Moon says, many people sell themselves out for a relationship. Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the biggest problems that we have in relationships is changing ourselves and honestly making ourselves unhappy. So to save either the other person's hurt feelings or from some big blow up or confrontation. So really, you would rather not be true to yourself and suppress yourself and basically live a lie to save this other person's feelings. I mean, doesn't that sound ridiculous? It sounds ridiculous. It's like, okay, so, but you're not saving this person's feelings. You're just wasting their time. You're just telling a lie that you know is untrue for whatever reason, and now what? You know, it's just farther along the road. The inevitable is still going to happen. So, I mean, I think that's a good example of what we do when we order what we don't want, and then we're surprised when it's still here. So what do we do about that? I mean, usually this comes from some sort of guilt or deserving or self-confidence. And here the nice therapist will click in a little bit. I mean, hold on, I need a little drink of something. Sometimes we just come out of the gate and start running. So, deserving and guilt. Let's do it with the analogy of what you ordered. You know, did you order what you wanted, or did you order what you thought you deserved? Did you order what you really wanted to eat, or did you order what you thought, you know, would be a good idea for you to have, or a healthier choice? Or did you order a crappy choice because you're feeling crappy about yourself and you just want to, you know, just crap out? Cheese fries and onion rings and a sundae to wash it down. And then I'm just going to be a fat fucker and that's it and bleh. I think that's deserving. I think that's the deserving and the guilt factor that, you know, it comes from a lot of different places. But the deserving, how do we work on the deserving with your perception in 5 minutes or less? Well, why do you think you don't deserve the best thing? I think that's the easiest question. Why? What do you think that you deserve? And do you feel guilty for thinking that you're awesome, or guilty for thinking that you deserve something better than what you have? Oh, yeah. Gemini moon is coming in and out of the solar flares, but the blog talk, I guess, has to keep refreshing. Yeah, I've noticed the solar flares are doing all kinds of things. I got 2 text messages, blah, like just my phone spit them out, and they were both like 3 hours late. So that's definitely a thing. And then there was this asteroid and the full moon. So, you know, there's a lot of activity up there. But anyway, so deserving, how do we deal with deserving? How do we find our deserving? Well, I think that comes back to the idea of the oneness or the separation. To me, it's the best poster for why you deserve to have everything you want. Because you're part of God. Because you are God. You are all, we are all made of the same stuff. The animals, the trees, the us, the planets, the universe, the aliens, the whoever. We're all made of the same stuff. So there's no reason why you can't have what you want. And the fact that you came here to enjoy yourself and to enjoy the experience and to enjoy the contrast and to see what you could learn about yourself and see what you could do and see how you felt about different things and see just stuff, then why would you not deserve everything that you wanted? Why not? And what's the point of feeling guilty? I know that's a harsh thing to say, but what's the point of feeling guilty for anything? For anything? Okay, you could say, well, Nicole, you know, what if you murdered someone or something, or you did something really bad and then you feel guilty? Well, all right. I mean, guilt is saying something, but a lot of times, and you know whether you did something really wrong, don't you? I mean, you know, if you're a hardcore, masochistic, angry person and you did something and you feel guilty about it, well, then good for you. You know your system works. your emotional system is telling you what's going on. So, you know, maybe if you don't want to feel guilty, don't do that again and try to make some amends to not do that again. But I think most of us feel guilty for things that is not our responsibility whatsoever, for things that our parents feel, for things that our friends feel, for things that, you know, if something good goes well and somebody else doesn't have it, we feel guilty. Oh, I felt so guilty, you know, because I got the promotion and he didn't. And I just felt so bad. Like, what is the point? Is it going to make the other person feel better? No. Is it going to help anything? No. So give it up. Stop ordering it. Stop ordering the guilt sandwich or the undeserving pie, un a la mode. And it's really as simple as that, isn't it? I mean, isn't it? As the therapist says, you know, just fix yourself, just quickly, just like that. Gemini Moon says, yes, exactly. I have taken on other people's stuff. What up with that? Great question. I think, especially if you're a light worker, that is happening. And if you're sensitive and you are empathetic, you are taking on, we're all taking on people's energies. I mean, that's why we do energy cleansings and showers are very helpful with energy cleansings and baths and light work and all of these things, because you really can't help but pick up and carry other people's stuff. That's where we need to recognize what's happening. It's ours, it's theirs. And if it's theirs, why are we picking up their stuff? Usually it's because it resonates with something that's in us. It's pushing some sort of trigger, either, you know, a sameness that we like or a sameness that we don't like. But, and your feelings for people, your feelings, you feel things for people. So I think that's another teaching, learning thing that we're all understanding now, because we're being bombarded with new energy from the cosmos, and our whole planet is going through a transition in every way. And so we also need to learn how to balance our own feelings and energy with other people's, especially again with this idea of separation or the oneness. I mean, we're all one, so an energy isn't really separated just because, like, it's my body and your body and my energy field is this big and yours is that big and neither the twain shall meet. It's really not that simple. I mean, energy is everywhere. So it's really about, why do we pick up on other people's stuff and why do we carry it around? Because it's pushing on something that we identify with, and it's our perception. And to make a side note, this idea of sympathy versus empathy. Sympathy, I don't think it's a really good thing. You have sympathy for someone, so you're going to feel bad because they're feeling bad. So you're going to lower your vibration so that you can match their vibration and you can go down there and cuddle them in their hole that they fell into. And all right, that sounds nice. But not really, because now you're both in the hole, and now what? You know, how long are you going to sit there? But empathy is, wow, you fell in a hole. I know exactly what it means and how it feels to fall in a hole. And I know that whole feeling, and I didn't like it either. So, you know, yeah, man, I'm gonna pray for you. I'm going to have strength for you. I'm going to see what I can do to help you to climb up. I'm going to look for a ladder. You know, I'm not going to jump down there and just, you know, wipe your tears. Again, may sound a little hardcore, but it's really, it gets the job done, because really the empathy, then you can really understand why anybody does anything. You don't have to understand why, but you can empathize with them. Even people that, you know, blow things up, and the murderers and the military guys, you know, they're all programmed, the military guys are programmed to be killing machines. And, you know, you kind of lose a little bit of your soul when you go into the military and you're kind of lost. And you probably went in because of a money situation. Why else would you choose? Or you're just a violent person and you're acting it out. So, you know, you cannot, you know what it's like to be angry. You know what it's like to feel pressed upon and like there's no way out. And these are just choices that these people made in order to fulfill what they feel. So, but you don't have to have sympathy. I mean, because it's a messed up way of being. I mean, why are you killing anything? You know, come on, man, get it together. But people do it. And, you know, it's part of the ascension process. And the only way that we can stay in our own thing is if we don't get bogged down by people making terrible choices and feel all kinds of things about it and get angry about it and get depressed about it and, you know, or feel sorry for people. None of that is helping anything. It's really about, we have to accept everybody's choices. We have to accept that everybody is going to make their own choices. And the good thing is, if we pay more attention to our choices and we pay attention to where our vibration is, then we don't really come into contact with a lot of those things or a lot of those people. I mean, it really is amazing. Your radio station becomes the world stage, and it's either your favorite song or it's not. But when you choose a vibration that is really you, that is comfortable and at least calm, and your loving self comes out, and you've calmed yourself to the point where you can enjoy your life and at least moments, long moments, whole days, and you can enjoy what's going on in your life, and you have gratitude for what's happening and the good things and all the things that you have, that changes your whole vibration. I mean, you're not going to come into contact with as much lower vibration stuff. You might see it, but it's not going to be up close in your face. Let me see what Gemini Moon is saying. I hate when you offer someone a ladder and they don't take one step up. They just want to stay there and complain. I don't buy it and into it anymore. Yeah, I mean, especially after you've seen them do it time and time again. Why am I in this hole again? Why? I didn't do it. It's this person. Usually there's a lot of blaming going on. There's a lot of, they did this to me and you don't understand because they're like that and I never really, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff. And you know what? That's your prerogative. If someone keeps falling in the same hole, and especially if you're understanding and floating and doing your work to be on a vibration that is pleasing to you, if someone keeps falling in the same hole, it's too much work to go back and get them. You're like, oh my God, again with this hole? I can't go back there for you. Clearly, if you keep falling in the same hole, there's something about that hole that you love. You may not want to admit it, but something is giving you something. I don't know if it smells like bacon. I don't know if it's got a picture of the love of your life in there, what you perceive as the love of your life, you know, which may be a blow-up doll, but something is making you go back there and you keep falling for it. And if you didn't like it, you wouldn't go back there. You wouldn't do it. And that might be hard to swallow, but that is exactly what's happening because we're calling to us what we want, whether we know it or not, but you do know it. See, that's the thing. We say, oh, I didn't know. But you do know. You do know why you're doing it. You just haven't taken the time to have the conversation with yourself as to why are you doing this? Why? And it's amazing. That's why therapy is so awesome. When you ask the right questions, it's just like ding, ding, ding. The answer's right there. We know exactly why. I don't want to leave her because I like the sex. All right. So there we go. That's why you have to put up with, you know, the bullshit with the 3-hour getting ready and the attitude problem over here and the I don't want to do this with your friends because I need it to be all about me. Well, you know, that's your price. That's the bill. You have now just been handed your monthly statement, and your credit card bill is very high. And you go, oh, my God, why did I charge all of this? Well, because you like the sex. That's why. That's why. So really, it's about taking responsibility for ourselves. And I think in order to answer the question of Gemini Moon with why do we take on other people's stuff, I think that, you know, we might not be shitting all over things and making a mess of things, but we also have to learn how to traverse the world without picking up everybody else's stuff, knowing that we're going to pick up other people's stuff and not realize it, you know. But again, when we stay on a vibration and a level that is pleasing, it doesn't really matter. It all turns into light. It can't be around you if it's not light. And then do your energy cleansings and ask yourself, you know, like when you notice you're thinking about someone and their problem for like a while in your head, and you just keep thinking about them. Well, why would they do that? And that's so dumb. I mean, why would you? And blah, blah, blah. Well, all right. You got to ask yourself, why have I been having this conversation with myself about this other person's problems when we know it's dumb? Why do we keep reiterating it? Well, it's telling you something about you. And it may be something as simple as, you know, you're caring too much about these people's lives. So just focus on something else. And to loop around the perception, it's what we choose to think about. It's what we choose to put our focus on, either subconsciously or unconsciously. We just started thinking about this thing, but how long does it take you to realize what you're doing? And oh wow, I'm thinking about the same annoying thing for the fifth time, and every time I think of it, I get this heated feeling. Well, so that's the work. What do you do? How can you shift your thinking to something that's more pleasing? And that's it. It's like a dog on a leash, you know, fixated on the squirrel. And you can't pull it back because then it just chokes against the leash. And you can't let it go because then it's just going to kill the squirrel, and we don't want that either. So you jerk it to the side. Oh, what's that? A flower. Oh, pretty. And then we're over there. So that's really all it has to be. Yeah, I see that people are coming in and out of the chat room. Definitely, probably solar flares. Maybe I should refresh this too. But I just want to see what Gemini Moon said. Yeah, knowing that everyone has choice and responsible for their own decisions. Absolutely. There are a lot of people who don't make that connection and blame others for everything that goes wrong in their lives. I know. I mean, the choice and responsibility for people's actions. That's really what it comes down to. It's really what it comes down to. And everybody has the choice. And we have to honor other people's choices and honor whatever they're doing. You don't have to like it. You don't have to participate. And you don't have to focus on it. But you have to allow them to do, because everybody is on their own path. And we all remember a time that we were messed up in the head, you know. Everyone was a teenager at some point, so, you know, that's the end of the sentence. I mean, you don't know what you're doing, but you think you're sure. You don't think. You know what you're doing. And then you go, okay, there's always that moment where you go, yeah, I didn't really know what I was doing. And especially when it comes to matters of the heart. I mean, it takes us a while to understand how to navigate the emotions of love and sex and desire and lust and love and all of these things. So, of course, so just remembering a time when you were a little retarded in the head or a lot can give you compassion for what other people are doing and the choices that they make. So I think that's an end of a thought. This song sticks in my head sometimes. And this one line, it's Bob Marley, "I'm hurting inside. If you don't come, I'm gonna come looking for happiness." That's the best line. So I'm going to play 3 minutes of Bob Marley, "I'm Hurting Inside." It's such a, you know, sad title, but it's such a great uplifting song. So, yeah, and I'll see you on the other side. I'm going to take a little break. I just love that song. I always forget what it's called because I'm hurting inside. It doesn't really sound like hurting inside. It's so happy. But I just love that line. Wow, having trouble and can't even hear the music now. Amazing. Yeah. Long solar flare. Incredible. I mean, I think this is part of the universe's way of showing us that, again, we are all connected. And things are happening out there. Just because we can't go to space doesn't mean it's just one big black void. I mean, it's very active, very active. And we're affected. We're all affected from all around us. And even from our own planet, the wars going on, I mean, the aggression level and the tension level and the sorrow level are, I was going to say all-time highs, but they're high. So if you're an intuitive person, you know, the chances that we're going to be a little zingy and kind of fly off the handle, especially if you're a passionate person, you're an emotional person, you're Italian, like I am. I mean, you know, or some sort of fire sign or water sign. I mean, we can get wrapped up in the whole, like Gemini Moon said, taking on the world stuff. So I always like to go through, you know, when I'm having sort of a spiky feeling or something is just really annoying the crap out of me, I recognize that I'm really annoyed. And if I can't really get rid of it easily just by going, you know, I don't need to be annoyed by that. Or maybe it's just a general feeling. Sometimes you just feel ornery, like just, well, first of all, I go through the hierarchy list of, am I hungry? Am I tired? Or do I have my period? Is it some sort of bodily function thing going on that's throwing me out of whack? And then if it's not one of those, well, does it feel like it's some sort of out there-ness? Am I tuning in with the wars going on the planets and people fighting with each other? And only you know, really, if it's a yes or a no. And sometimes you may just feel like, well, I guess that's kind of a background to it. So I think that's where the compassion can kick in. Compassion for yourself and compassion for what the world is working through. We have to go through this. We have to bring everything into the light, and that includes the dirty laundry and the nasty looks and the fighting and the killing. I mean, we got to look at what's going on here, people, and we can't just feel all kinds of things about it. I mean, of course we love our planet, and of course we think nobody should die, but, you know, people die every day, and you know, it's just what has to happen. So to relinquish the idea of this is good, this is bad, this should happen, this should not happen, there, none of that exists, really. I mean, it's part of your choosing. Well, I don't want to do that, or this it seems like a nice or good idea, and this seems like a bad idea. You know, that's where our perception comes in, and we put our own labels on things so that we can move through the world as a sentient being, as a being, you know, I like this, I don't like this. It's part of our sifting. But to free the idea, it's happening, people. It doesn't matter whether you think it's a good idea or a bad idea. It's happening, and people are living it. And so what do we do? And it really comes down to, where do we choose to tune our radio station? I mean, one of my favorite, I call them off-world teachers, Bashar, was saying, you know, it depends on which reality you want to tune into. It depends on, there are some realities where Earth has already blown itself up, and it's been death and destruction and all kinds of levels of that, but we're still here. There's millions and billions, probably infinite amounts of dimensions that the Earth is in. And the fact that we think that our perception of the world is going to be the same as anyone else's is kind of, I'm going to go ahead and say, a false statement, because nobody has your perception of the world but you. That's what makes you unique. That's God looking at itself. Not him. See? Programming. Looking at itself. Finding more about itself. So, you can choose which vibration do you want to be on. I wrote this paragraph just jogging my brain this morning to see what I was going to talk about. And it's probably more of a blog entry. But I'm going to go ahead and read it because it reiterates my point. What does it mean to be human? What are our tendencies towards good and evil? First of all, we all have both. We are all good and evil because we are everything and have been everything. We all also have choice all the time, all day, all our life. We choose what to do, where to go, how to act, and what to feel. We choose what vibration we live on. Our vibration creates our world. Each of us are living in our own world, literally. The whole world is the world from our perception. My world from my perception, his world from his perception, their world from their perceptions. We see each other, but that doesn't mean that we are living in the same world. You can always see the lower vibrations because you've been there already. You know what that is. You don't have to see it, but you can. In other words, you don't have to focus on it, but you can see it. You know, the angry guys yelling on the street or somebody driving with their head up their ass, you know. You know what that is, so you can see it if you wanted to. But we can't see higher vibrations because we have no point of reference for it. That's why when you learn something new, you start seeing it everywhere. It's not that it wasn't there before, you just didn't notice it. So that's why the Buddhists say to live a nirvana life, a life of bliss, to free yourself from the cycle of suffering. To be enlightened doesn't mean to grow wings and fly off into heaven. It means you see things for what they are and know that everything is a learning. Suffering becomes a learning experience. It's an opportunity to teach yourself something about yourself. You are guiding you to learning something about your choices. That way, you can make more pleasing choices. Once you do this, there is no more suffering. And I believe that. I think some people think that suffering, you have to suffer. You don't learn without suffering. I don't think that's necessarily true. I didn't sign up for suffering. I'm not here to suffer. I don't know about you, but learning, sometimes we suffer because we have a hard time with learning the lesson and we suffer and we beat ourselves up or we fall into a sadness pit. You know, I'm not saying that those things don't happen, but to just accept suffering, life is suffering. Well, but no, because if that was the case, then not so many humans would be clamoring to be alive. I mean, we wouldn't have an overpopulation problem if life was suffering. Who's signing up for that? Not me. But that's where we're fixing our programming that has happened for so long on this planet into something more than it's learning. It's the experience. And we find out from our suffering and from those negative, quote unquote, vibrations, where we're going off our course of our own personal divine self. That's the only reason why things feel bad, is because it's our higher self telling us that we've gone in some sort of direction that is not for our highest good. But at the end of the day, it is for our highest good because we need these off-road experiences to know what's good for us. So everything that's happening is just fine and right on time, which is the other side. So that gives an acceptance to the world, doesn't it? It gives a nice, okay, so everything... They say if you can think of it, it's happening or has happened or will happen if you can possibly imagine it. Because if you're imagining it, it's in the consciousness and it's happening somewhere on some dimension, in some reality. So if that's the case, I mean, imagine all the things that all the humans on just one dimension of Earth are thinking. I mean, everything is infinite and everything is God. So everything is okay. My view is that why not enjoy yourself as much as possible while you're learning and sifting and growing and doing all your, you know, crying and laughing. I mean, you know, there's nothing like a good cry. So again, you know, just letting these things all come together. Gemini Moon says, what a gift. I have a bunch of balloons that landed in my backyard from a party. That is awesome. Wow. Well, that brings me to a point of these synchronicities or these, you know, you see it how you want, but you could see that as a gift from the universe. Here you go. Life is a party, man. It's balloons that just fly into your backyard. Look at that. Whee! Colors and floating. It's just like a balloon, you know, like the cork floating. Just, you know, let it go, man. And the cork will float. Very interesting. Or you could be like, oh, my God. Or you could see that scenario as all kinds of things. Somebody could be annoyed, be like, oh, my God, people should control their balloons. How dare they? Or, you know, oh, isn't that so sad? Probably some party lost their balloons. Oh, my God, I feel so bad for them. I mean, way to ruin the moment with, like, both of those. So why not do that with everything? And why not order the dish that you want so that you can have what you desire instead of suffering? I mean, suffering's a choice too. We can choose to suffer. We know when we just want to wallow in sorrow and feel bad for ourselves, and there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're not doing it to a point where you kind of can't stand it anymore and you want to get out, so then get out. Deep Thoughts by Nicole Tomasini. If you want to get out, then just get out. Oh, my God. All right, let's see if we have anything else to talk about here in the last 9 minutes. And I just love the fact that there are balloons in your backyard. What part of the country, of the world, are you in, Gemini Moon? I'm picturing, for some reason, the backyard, the Simpsons backyard, but like in real life. Oh, the brain. Hilarious. All right. So, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yes. All right. This is something that came up while the music was playing. Is being yourself and making yourself happy. When you're doing all kinds of things that you don't like, including a job, dating a person, living somewhere, whatever. Whatever you're doing that's not making you feel good, you're not being true to your higher self. And your higher self will let you do that. Obviously, you have free will. But how do you come back to yourself? And it's being yourself. And so what does that mean? Be yourself. Just be yourself. Well, we need to find that out. I mean, isn't that what this time is all about? Like, we're all figuring out, what does it mean to be me? Who am I truly? And what makes me happy? What really makes me happy? What are the choices that make me happy? And what are the choices that I've been making for a while that don't make me happy? And why don't I just at least try something that's not the thing that makes me unhappy? Maybe it'll also make me unhappy, but at least it's a different thing. At least you're trying something else. And I mean, I have to say, thanks, Gemini Moon. I have to say, well, and see, sometimes the thoughts just come out. But anyway, being yourself, what does that mean? How do you be yourself? Well, I find that that is the wonderful side effect to paying attention to how you think and how you feel, because you start to really know who you really are. And when you do that without judgment, then you can see how hilarious and bizarre you truly are. And that, we call it hilarious, bizarre. It's also your uniqueness. It's also what makes you the only fingerprint snowflake just like you in the universe, and that, I guarantee you, will make you happy. I guarantee it. I mean, you can't make very many guarantees, but that I guarantee. If you start to love yourself and all your crazy little quirks and your goofy little things, and you start giggling at yourself, and even when you're beating yourself up and you're being, you know, just rawr, terrible, terror, Hagar, the barbarian, right? I mean, that's part of you. That's also part of you. Everyone's got their warrior. Everyone's got their Nazi slave driver, you know, asshole, corporate America dude in his head. Well, what are the dividends? You know, I mean, but everybody's here and you can't eliminate anybody. That's the new rules. You got to incorporate everybody. So how are you going to work with Mr. Nazi, Mother Teresa, and four-year-old you sitting at the conference table? I mean, you're going to have to figure it out. And I guarantee you that is definitely a movie you will want to watch, because when you do realize how to talk them all together, then you start to become who you are, because everything has its purpose. Everything has its purpose. Gemini Moon is in Michigan. Cool. Interesting vibration there with those Finger Lakes and up there near Canada, all that cold air. Interesting. Nice. Yeah. And, you know, one of my things is sometimes I get on these rolls, and when it's done, it's done. You look for your through line, you know, like you're on CNN, and you're like, and so following through on the story, and you're like, I have no idea what I just said. And that's me. That's how my brain works. I'm a jigsaw puzzle. I think that's why, you know, all these thoughts come in, because there's a lot of room. But we don't even always know what puzzle piece we're dealing with right now. So loving your quirks and loving who you are and what you do. Oh, I was going to say, see, there you go. Sometimes you talk long enough and you circle back around. So I watched, it's on Netflix. It's called The Pervert's Guide to Ideology. And it's directed by Sophie Fiennes. And there's this philosopher guy. I forget where he's from. Romania, Czech. He's got this very thick accent and a very distinct way of talking. But amazing. He talks about different movies, famous movies. Or I guess I'd say classic, like Taxi Driver. And anyway, blah, blah, blah. And then he talks about the ideology behind it, like the Jaws versus Hitler and the Jews. Amazing. I mean, because the question was, what does the shark in the water represent? And people have said all kinds of things. You know, it's any kind of fear. It's all the fears of everything that humans fear on the outside world, of safety, or, you know, money or whatever, and we put it into one shark. And so everyone bands together, we kill the shark, and now it's safe to go in the waters again, and life is good again. All of our fears have been taken away because we killed the shark. Well, he makes the analogy to Hitler and the Jews, that Germany, after World War I, was looking for their identity. Let's say you're a young boy living in 1930 and you, you're being told that everything is wonderful in your country and all these things can happen, but nothing's working out for you. And then somebody tells you, oh, the problem is just these people. If we kill these people, all of our problems will be taken care of. So it's the ultimate scapegoat. And, you know, we'd like to conquer the fears in one little package. So it's a very interesting movie to talk about how our brains go. It talks about Coca-Cola and the idea of desire, you know. So anyway, I highly recommend it. So thank you, Gemini Moon, and everyone for listening. We're about to run out of time. So, the website is going to go up sometime this week, spirittherapynyc.com. And we will also be on Facebook, Spirit Therapy NYC. And, if you want a reading with me right now, you can find me on Facebook, Nicole Tomasini, or Spirit Therapy with Nicole. So thank you very, very much, and enjoy yourself as much as possible, and choose your favorite radio station. all the time. All right, let's play out with a little Bob Marley again. Why not? Good night. And good day.
Fade out, but we can't. So good night, everyone.
That's the one.